Record. Okay, I'm going to share my screen with you. So you can see I made a little source sheet. If I can find it. Not that. There we go. Okay. All right, you should be able to see it now. Okay. So first of all, today's share is sponsored by Elise and Alex Sternberg in memory of Alex's mother, Temeril Bas Avram, whose yard site is today Chaf Iyar. Her neshama should have an aliyah in the merit of our learning. And so I wanted to discuss today, we're learning some of the COVID-19 responsa. And one of the interesting things that's discussed, and we'll spend a couple shiurim on this. You know, we're right now we're using the Zoom platform, and people all over the world, Jews, non-Jews, kids in school, adults at work, everyone's using Zoom. this is the you know, a couple other platforms that people are using, you know, similar type of platforms, but you know, Zoom is just the most popular one at the moment. And there are many interesting shilas that arise, you know, when we use these platforms and you know, when we use them for different things. Obviously, you know, you use them for a shir. There's no real shilas. Not such a big deal. But other shilas have arisen throughout this time, and we'll talk about one of them today, which is benching Gomel over Zoom. And then perhaps in other weeks we'll talk about some other applications of this. Excuse me. Okay, so if you take a look at source number one, this is the Gemara in Brachos and Daf Nun Dalid, and this is the source for benching Gomel. Am Rav Yehuda Amar Rav. Rav Yehuda says in the name of Rav, Arba Tzrichin Lahodos. There are four people that have to thank Hashem. And the way we thank Hashem, it used to be in the times of the Beis HaMikdash, they would thank Hashem by bringing a Korban Toda. We unfortunately do not have the Beis HaMikdash. We cannot bring a Korban Toda today. So instead, we thank Hashem by making a special bracha, which we know as the Birchas Hagoma. What are these four categories of people? Number one, Yardei Hayam, right? Those who travel by sea, okay? Number two, and we'll talk a little bit about these. Number two, Holchei Midbaros, those who travel through the desert. Number three, Umi Shehaya Cholev in Isrape, someone who was ill, and was healed. And finally, Umisha Yachavush Beveis HaAsurim, someone who was imprisoned. Those are the four. Someone who travels by sea, travels through the desert, someone who was ill, and someone who was imprisoned. The general, you know, there's an interesting question among the Rishonim here, that are we identifying these four because there's some danger involved? That's when one, you know, would probably think, you know, used to be traveling by sea, certainly traveling in the desert, illness, you know, in those days, you know, being imprisoned by the governments, these were dangerous things. And if you would survive these things, then you would come out and you would thank Hashem by benching Gomel, by bringing a Korban Todah. But there are some Rishonim that explain, and Rav Moshe Feinstein has a tshuva. We're not going to discuss his tshuva today, but Rav Moshe Feinstein has a tshuva where he says that these are not really dependent on levels of danger, right? We don't really depend on levels of danger. It's just that, you know, this is not the norm. These four things are identified by Chazal as not the norm. When you travel by sea, so you're not on terra firma. You're not on, you know, the earth. That's where we're supposed to be traveling. That's where we're supposed to be walking. So you have to bench Gomel. When you're traveling through the desert, that's not an inhabitable place. That's not a place that's, you know, friendly to human habitation. And therefore, you have to bench Gomel, obviously sick. And someone also who's in jail, right? You know, who knows what can happen when you're in jail. You're not at home. You're not in your normal circumstance. So you have to bench Gomel. Okay. Nowadays, most of us are not traveling through the desert. Most of us, Baruch Hashem, are not in jail, although if a person would be imprisoned, they might have to make that bracha. The two that are most applicable to us are, number one, someone who's sick. Unfortunately, that happens. A person's sick and they have to bench Gomel. Certainly in today's day and age, with COVID-19. Anyone, I would say if a person was just sick at home, and they had some mild symptoms, that they're not going to have to bench goma for that necessarily. But obviously someone who was hospitalized, who had a bad case, would certainly have to bench gomel. And then also yordei hayam, people who travel by sea. So we do have people who travel by sea today. And Rav Moshe Feinstein explains, and many of us are familiar, that today, if you travel, Rav Moshe has a tshuva where he talks about flying in an airplane. Is that in the category of yordei hayam? Obviously, in the times of the Gemara, they didn't have airplanes. So they could not include that in the list. But, what would flying in an airplane be? So many of us are familiar with the psak, which is almost like a compromise psak, that if you fly in an airplane that goes over an ocean, then you make the bracha of Hagomel, which is based on this Gemara, because the Gemara says yordei hayam, right? People who travel by sea. And so many people, if you have a transatlantic flight or a transpacific flight where you're crossing the ocean, so then you would bench Gomel. But if you just take a domestic flight, you're traveling to California, to Florida, to Colorado, wherever you're flying to, so then you would not bench Gomel. Interestingly, Rav Moshe Feinstein disagreed with that. And he felt that anytime you go in an airplane, you should bench Gomel. Not because of the danger. I think statistically, if you look at the statistics, I think it's safer to fly in an airplane than it is to drive a car, right? So it's not because of the statistical danger involved, but Rav Moshe felt that once you're in a plane and you're flying in the air, that's also not terra firma. You're not on the earth. Human beings are supposed to be walking on the earth. Human beings are supposed to be walking, on the ground. Once we're in the sea or once we're in the air, so that's not where human beings are supposed to be walking. And therefore, we have to bench Goma when we Baruch Hashem, come out peacefully and safely. So that's what Rav Moshe felt. But again, that doesn't seem to be the minhag. Most people seem to bench Gomel, if they fly over an ocean, and if they fly domestic, most people do not bench Gomel. Okay, but here's the important thing for today, and that is the Gemara says, Amar Abayi Omar, v'tzorich le'oduye kame asara. You have to bench Gomel in front of 10 people. You need a minion to bench Gomel. What's the source of this? Tichsiv, as the Pasuk says, v'yiromemuhu b'kal am, that you have to praise Hashem in a congregation of people. What does that mean in a congregation? So we always understand a congregation in Judaism is how many? That's a minyan, that's 10. That's the pasuk in Tehillim, Parakuv Zion. Mar Zutra says, Utrein minayhu rabbanan. Interesting, Mar Zutra says that two of these people who are there in the minyan should be rabbis. Shenemar, as the pasuk says, Uvamoshav zekeinim yahaluluhu. This is the conclusion of that pasuk that was quoted earlier. Of a moshav zekeinim yahaluluhu, that you should praise Hashem in a setting of elders. So here the Gemara says, what does elders mean? Elders doesn't just mean people who might be considered senior citizens by society. That's not what elders means. Elders means zeshekana chachma. Elders means a wise person. So two of the people should be tamidei chachamim. Maskif lo Ravashi. Ravashi says ve'ema kulu rabbanan. Maybe the pasuk implies that all 10, maybe you need to go in front of 10 rabbis. So the Gemara says, no, miksiv bikahal zakenim, bikahal amksiv. It doesn't say you need a congregation of zakenim. It says you need a congregation of am, of the people. Right? You just need a couple of zakenim. So what's a couple? Two? Right? Of moshav zakenim, you just need two zakenim. So the Gemara says, ve'ema be'asora sha'arama. So the Gemara says, maybe you need 10 of a regular people, utre rabbanan, and then plus you need two additional. So maybe you need 10 people, regular people, then plus two additional tamidei chachamim. The Gemara says kasha. There's a machlokas rishonim about this point, whether you need two people to be tamidei chachamim, you need two people in addition. We kind of assume today that as long as two people who know what's going on, who know about this, that's considered enough of, you don't have to be a real big tamid chacham and a rabbi to fulfill this, and that's why today, as long as you're in a general minyan, you should be okay. Now, what happens if a person does not have a minyan? What happens if a person does not have a minyan? So do you say, well, the Gemara says you need a minyan. So if you don't have a minyan, you cannot bench Goma. So the Tur says not so simple. And the Tur, who again was the precursor to the Shulchan Aruch, he was the son of the Rush, one of the later Rishonim. So the Torah writes, "V'im birech afilu b'pachos me'asara." Let's say you made the bracha, you benched Goma with less than 10 people. Says the Torah, Ein sarich lachzor ulevarech. You do not have to make the bracha again. Why? The lishna v'tzarich le'oduye be'an pe'asara, the language of the Gemara that we read earlier, which I underlined, v'tzarich le'oduye kame'asara, mashma dafka l'chatchila. Says the Torah, that means l'chatchila. Ideally, you should make the bracha in front of 10 people. But if you don't have 10, if you're stuck and you don't have 10, or you made the bracha, you didn't realize that you needed 10, so you're yotze, b'di'evet, you did it already, it's okay, it's not the end of the world. Ideally, you need 10 people, but it's not the end of the world if you don't have 10. The Beis Yosef disagrees. The Beis Yosef is the same author as the Shulchan Aruch. Beis Yosef was his commentary to the Torah, and then he wrote a book called the Shulchan Aruch, and Rav Yosef Karo. So the Beis Yosef writes that this was the Torah Svara. He read the Gemara. He said the word Vitzarich does not imply that it's mandatory. It implies that it's recommended. But he writes, the Beis Yosef doesn't agree with it. He writes, Ve'ena diuk nira ve'enai. He says, I don't like his diuk. I don't like his reading of the Gemara. The Adarav, Lishna Vitzarich, Mashma, Shiyesh Ikuv B'davar. He says, no, the language of Vitzarich sounds like it's a requirement. It's necessary. So it's a machlokas between the Torah and the Beis Yosef, whether it's absolutely necessary to have 10, or no, it's recommended to have 10. One should make Gomel in front of 10 people, but if you made it in front of 9 or 8 or, one, it sounds like, it would be okay b'di'evet. That's a machlokas between the Torah and the Beis Yosef. If there's a prisha, we don't have time to do it, but there's a prisha that discusses the diuk in the Gemara and how you understand the word vitzarich, the wording in the Gemara, vitzarich lo duy kame asara. He explains this machlokas between the Torah and the Beis Yosef, how they understand that wording. Okay, so how do we paskin? So this is a machlokas Torah and the Beis Yosef, so how do we paskin? So the Shulchan Aruch writes, Vitzarech levarech bracha zu bifnei yud. You need to make this bracha in front of 10 people. He quotes the requirement to shrei minayu rabbanu. We need two of them to be rabbis. Dechsiv, he quotes the pasuk. And then he says, Vimlo shchichi rabbanon. Let's say you don't have rabbis around. Lo yaniach mi levarech. You should still make the bracha. And that's why today, as long as we have a minyan, you make the bracha even if you don't necessarily have two learned individuals in the minyan. He writes, interestingly, that the practice has become v'nohagu levarich achar kriyas haTorah. The practice has become to make the bracha of Hagomel after kriyas haTorah. Why? So some people think that, well, if I'm benching Gomel, so I'm a chiyuv. I need to have an aliyah. Not true. Shulchan Aruch writes, we have the practice to make the bracha after kriyas haTorah. Why? Lefi sheyesh sham asara. Because if you're laning, then obviously you have a minyan. So it's just a technicality that if you're laning, you obviously have a minyan. So we just have the minog developed to make the bracha after kriyas haTorah. But there's really no connection between the bracha of Hagomel and kriyas haTorah. And just because a person needs to bench Gomel, they're certainly not a chiyuv to get an aliyah. They don't need any kibbut really, right? You don't really need any kibbut. Sometimes people like, the gabayim usually like to give kibbut, give a kibbut if one is available to someone who needs to bench Gomel, but it's certainly not necessary. You can just come up, walk up after kriyas haTorah and just make the bracha of Hagomel. In fact, you can make the bracha of Hagomel without kriyas haTorah. Again, the minhag when you have a minyan is to do it after kriyas haTorah, but you can do it without kriyas. So just gather a minyan together and make the bracha. Going back to our question, what if you make the bracha with less than 10? So how does the Shulchan Aruch paskin? So look at this. Shulchan Aruch writes in source number 5, if you made the bracha with less than 10, yesh omrim sheyatza, v'yesh omrim shelo yatza. Some say you're yotze, that's the Torah, and some say you're not yotze, that's the Beis Yosef himself, right in his commentary. He writes, "V'tov lachzor ulevarech b'fnei asara below hazkaras shem umalchus." So he says, "B'di'evet, if you did it, if you made the bracha, then we're not, and you didn't have a minion." He says it's best to make the bracha again, but without shem Hashem, without shem Hashem. You would make the bracha again without shem Hashem, and you would just say like Baruch Agoma l'chayavim tovo shegmulani kol tov. Right? You leave out Baruch Atah Hashem Elokeinu Melech Haolam. You just say Baruch. So that way, you'd maybe be Yotze. If you weren't Yotze without a minyan, you could be Yotze that way, even if you don't say Shem Hashem. What's this machlokes if you need a minyan or not? Right. The Shulchan Aruch essentially doesn't really paskin. He says that you should. That some say yes and some say no. And it seems that the conclusion at the end is because of the rule of Safik Brachos Lahakel. that we have a rule that whenever you have a doubt if you should repeat a bracha or not, so we're always lenient and we say don't repeat the bracha, right? We don't want you to repeat Hashem's name unnecessarily. Safik brachos lahakel. So interestingly, the Mishnah Berurah writes that according to the opinion that you're yotze without 10, he explains why they call ikar asara einu ela lemitzvah. The purpose of 10 is for a mitzvah, right? It's meaning it's good. It's a nice thing to make the bracha in front of 10, but it's not an absolute requirement. The other opinion says, no, 10 is an absolute requirement. So that's the machlokes. Is 10 a recommendation? It's something that's recommended. It's a nice thing to make the bracha in front of 10. Or no, 10 is an absolute requirement because that's the way the Gemara said it. He writes that according to this opinion, and according to this opinion, that you're yotze without 10, im yodea shelo yizdamnu lo asara. Let's say you know that you're not going to get a minyan. Let's say a person lives in the middle of nowhere, right? And they don't live near a minyan. So they're not going to get a minyan of 10. Or it's corona, and we're not going to be able to get a minyan of 10. So he writes, yivarech belo asara afilu l'chatchila. According to this opinion, the Mishnah Berurah seems to say that you can make the bracha l'chatchila even without 10. Even without 10. And then he quotes the Ra'ah, who says the Yamtin at Shloshim Yom. Usually we try to make the bracha very quickly. We try to make it within 3 days. But the Ra'ah writes that it's not necessary to make it within 3 days. And if you delay, he sounds like you can delay up to 30 days. So he writes, the Yamtin at Shloshim Yom pen yizdamin lo asara. You should wait 30 days. Maybe you'll get a minion within the 30 days. Sheyucha l'kayim ha-mitzvah kilcha. So maybe you'll be able to do the mitzvah properly. The Yoser lo yamtin, but he writes, you should not wait more than 30 days. Why? So usually 30 days is when we assume, Chazal assume always 30 days is when the effect of whatever you experience begin to wear off. And that's why we know there are certain halachos of, for example, you have to tear kriya when you see the Makom HaMikdash. When you go to Eretz Yisrael, you go to Yerushalayim, you see the Kotel. If you haven't seen it in 30 days, you're supposed to tear kriya. Why? Because, you know, it's a terrible thing to witness. The lack of the Beis HaMikdash. But if you've been there within 30 days, you don't tear kriya again. Why? Because it's still a little bit fresh in your mind. There are certain brachos that are made. You know, when you go to a cemetery, for example, if you haven't been to a cemetery in 30 days, you make a bracha. Why? Because it's a powerful experience going to a cemetery. But if you've been there within 30 days, right, you're a member of the Chevra Kedisha, you work for the funeral home, you're a rabbi, you've been there within 30 days, so you don't make the bracha. Why? Because the effects haven't left you. So here too, the Ra'ah seems to assume that you have a 30-day window maximum to make the bracha of Hagomel because the effect of whatever you experience will linger with you for 30 days. More than 30 days, not really. So now the question is, nowadays, when we're all stuck at home, we don't have minyanim, unless you have 10 sons, you know, 9 sons living with you, you know, or 9 immediate family members living with you, you're not going to have a minyan. So what do we do nowadays with Hagomel? People are coming home from the hospital. They got a bench gomel, right? People may have come home from a flight at the beginning. Then now there's no real flights going out. But, you know, maybe somebody came home from a flight and they have to bench gomel. Something else happened. Rahman al-Litzlan, a person was in a bad car accident and walked away, you know, without a scratch. You know, if you're in a bad car accident, you got a bench gomel. Okay, so, you know, a person has something else they have to bench gomel for. So what do you do nowadays? We don't have a minyan. We don't have a minyan. What should you do? So according to the opinion that you're yotze without a minyan, right, the Mishnah Berurah said himself you can make the bracha without a minyan. But the Shulchan Aruch quoted the machlokes. He said, yesh omrim v'yesh omrim. Right? Some say this, some say that. So what do you do? So writes Rav Shechter. Rav Hershel Shechter wrote a tshuva about this. And writes Rav Hershel Shechter here in source number 7. He writes, v'nira. I'm going to do the tshuva in two parts. He writes, nira. Shim kvar higia yom chafhei. He says, wait 25 days. Because see, you don't know. He wrote this tshuva a while ago. I think he wrote this tshuva even before, maybe before Pesach even. But, you know, we don't know when we're going to open up and be allowed to have a minyan. Right? You don't have to come to shul. Right? You can have a minyan on your property. Right now it's usher. It's against the law to have a minyan on your property. You cannot gather in a minyan on your property against law. I'm not going to discuss outdoor minyan now. Right? Not on your property. But certainly on your property, it's against the law. But at some point, the governor is going to say, it's okay to have a gathering of 10, right? You know, everybody wears masks, social distancing, whatever. So let's say it's legal. Okay, we don't know when that's going to happen. So writes Rav Schechter, wait 25 days. The maximum is 30 days, right? You got to make the bracha within 30 days. So says Rav Schechter, wait 25 days. And if hamagefa dying bimkoma omedes, but if the pandemic is still ongoing, the osur le'esof asara biyachad mipnei hasakana, and it's still prohibited to gather 10 together because it's a danger, writes Rav Schechter, yesh levarech derech Zoom. You can make the bracha of Hagomel on Zoom. And he writes, why? So one, Chada, he writes, first of all, Dabi Pshuto, what's the nature of the requirement of 10 when it comes to the Birchas Hagomel? What's the nature of this requirement? Now we know you need 10 for Kriyas HaTorah, you need 10 for Kaddish, for Baruch Hu, for Kedusha, all those things you need 10 for, right? So those things are what we call a Davar Shebe Kedusha. Kedusha, Baruch Hu, Kaddish, right? Those are Devarim Shebe Kedusha. And therefore, you need 10 people for a Davar Shebe Kedusha. But writes Rav Schechter, that's not the case when it comes to the Bracha of Hagomel. The Ein Atzorech La'asara B'Torah Davar Shebe Kedusha. He says, the reason why you require 10 when it comes to Birchas Hagomel is not because it's a Davar Shebe Kedusha. That's not why you need 10. Shenatzrich sheyu kula mecheder echad. If you need 10 because it's a Davar Shebe Kedusha, you need 10 rites of Shechter in one property. You need 10 in one room. You got to all come together, right? You know, for that. And that's why nowadays we don't have minyanim on Zoom. But we have, you know, people sometimes daven on Zoom. They like to feel like they're davening together. But it's not a halachic minyan. You can't say Kaddish if everybody's in their own property, everybody's in their own house. You can't say Kedusha or Baruch Hu or have Kriya Satori. You can't do any of those things. It's not a halachic minyan, right? Because you need a halachic minyan for Davar Shebe Kedusha. But he writes here, when it comes to the Birchas HaGomel, Ela v'toras pirsumei nisa, the Hodaya Berabim. The reason why the Gemara either recommends or requires 10 people, requires a minyan, is for the purposes of pirsumei nisa. You want to publicize your thanks to Hashem for having saved you from whatever you experienced. The Hayos Shekol HaAsara Makshivin Lo Derech HaZoom, O Derech HaTelephone BeConference Call. So he says, as long as you have 10 people listening over Zoom, you're one, you count as one. As long as you have 9 other people listening over Zoom, or he writes even on a conference call, right? It doesn't have to be visual. Even if it's a conference call, they're listening to you make the bracha. B'hachi sagi, that's pirsumei nisa. So again, things that are davar shebe kedusha, and you require a minyan like Kaddish, Baruch Hu, Kedusha, Kriyas HaTorah, those things. For that, you need a halachic minyan. Everyone has to be in the same, he writes, the same room. Again, I'm not getting into now issues of outdoor minyanim and how you do that, because we're not having outdoor minyanim right now. But when it comes to the Birchas HaGomel, that's not why you require 10. Right? You require 10 because of pirsumei nisa, because of publicizing your thanks to Hashem. And for that, as long as people hear it over Zoom, they hear it over a conference call, that's perfectly fine. So that's number one. Number two, writes Rav Schechter, another reason why he feels that you can make the bracha over Zoom is based on the following Gemara. So the Gemara says, this is a continuation of the previous Gemara in source number 8. The Gemara says, Rabbi Yehuda chalash v'itfach. Rabbi Yehuda was sick and he got better. He was healed. All the gabei Rav Chana bagad so'av rabbanon. So Rav Chana and several of the rabbis came to visit him after he had gotten better. Amri lei. So they said to him, "Brich rachmana di yahavach ni halon velo yahavach laafra." They said, "Hashem should be blessed." Brich rachmana. It's like baruch ato Hashem, right? Hashem should be blessed that He gave you back to us, and He did not give you to the earth, meaning that you were healed and you didn't die from this. Amar lehu. So Rav Yehuda responded to them, "Patrasun yasei mila oduye. You've just exempted me from making the Birchas HaGomel. I no longer have to make a Birchas HaGomel because of what you just said." Asks the Gemara, "V'ha'amar Abaye boy Oduye ba'apei asara." One second, didn't the Gemara just say, Abaye just said that you need to make the bracha in front of 10 people? So the Gemara answers, "Tahavabay asara." There were 10 people there. Right? So he came, Avchana came, there were 10 people there, and they said, "Barich Rachmana," they said this blessing, that's good enough. Asks the Gemara, "Well, that's nice, but V'ha'iu lo kamode. He's not the one who said the bracha. They said the bracha, right? So why is he yotzei if they said the bracha? So the Gemara said, lo tzarich de'ane basrayu amein. So the Gemara says he answered amein after their bracha. So since they made the bracha and he answered amein, that works, it's good, and he's yotzei. Now, so the Gemara is clear that if you answer amein to someone else's hagomel, you could be yotzei, right? We do this sometimes in DRS, you know, after it's a high school in the five towns. So after a vacation, you have a lot of kids who came from overseas. You know, kids flew from Israel or whatever. So a bunch of kids are coming back on the first day and they're making hagoma. So a lot of, in DRS, a lot of times, you know, all the kids make hagoma. But if a kid doesn't want to, he can be yotzei with his friend. His friend will make hagomel. He'll answer amen, and he can be yotzei with him, right? And some places do that lechatchila. Just one person says it, and is motzi everyone. Now, in that case, it's a little different because they both travel. But in the case of the Gemara, it's kind of strange. They're making a bracha, but they didn't experience anything. They're not the ones who got sick. So how could they make the bracha? So the Torah writes that it's not a bracha levatola for them. And again, they came in just to visit Rabbi Yehuda. Right? The Torah, that's not a bracha levatola. Right? Even though they were not chayv to make the bracha. Why? Listen to what he says. Source number 9. Shehein nasnu shevach vehoda lamakom. Says the Torah, anytime Hashem does something good for you, you can make a bracha. We have brachos of Shechiyanu, Hatov Ameitiv, different brachos that people can make when something really good happens to you. Right? So says the Torah that if one of your friends, a close friend we're talking about, the Mishmur explains, we're talking about a relative or a very close friend, was sick and gets healed, that's a simcha for you. You're overjoyed that the person is healed, right? A family member, a good friend, you're overjoyed. So says the Torah, you also can make the bracha of Hagomel, right? You also can make the bracha of Hagomel. It's not a bracha of Atala. And the Shulchan Aruch paskins this way. He writes that if someone else, in source number 10, we're not going to read the whole thing inside, but he writes if someone else makes the bracha, and you answer Amen, you're Yotzei, writes the Ramah, Vein ze bracha of Atala. He quotes the Torah, it's not a bracha of Atala. Because you're allowed to make it derech shevach vehoda, right? You're happy that it happened and you're praising Hashem. Mishnah Berurah says that, as I mentioned, it's only with a relative or a really close friend, okay? And he says therefore the chatchila better. And he says, by the way, he says it's not so simple. Not everybody agrees with this, and therefore it's better to avoid it. But technically, he says, you know, you can do it. Now it's interesting. The bir halacha on this halacha questions the following. According to the opinion that you need to make a bracha with 10 people, right? According to the opinion that you need 10, it's a requirement. What if a person makes the bracha without 10, without a minyan? Is that a bracha levatola? So it's a machlokas. The bir halacha says, according to the machatzis ha-shekel, he quotes one opinion that says, yeah, it's a bracha levatola. If you go with the opinion that you need 10, it's an absolute requirement. You need 10 people, and you don't have 10. So it's a bracha levatola if you make the bracha. But comes Rabbi Akiva Eger, and he teaches us a chiddush. Rabbi Akiva Eger teaches us that even according to this opinion, that you absolutely need 10, but if you made the bracha without 10, Rabbi Akiva Eger says it's not a bracha levatola. Why? Because it's no worse than someone else making the bracha, as we just learned, derech shevach vehoda. We just learned, according to the Gemara and the Shulchan Aruch and Ramah paskin this way, that if a person's close friend or relative is feeling well, and they make the bracha, derech shevach vehoda, didn't happen to them, nothing happened to them, but something happened to their family member, to their close friend, they can make the bracha, derech shevach vehoda, and that's fine, it's not a bracha levatala, we just said. That's what the Torah said, quoted by the Ramah. Comes Rabbi Kiv Eger and says, so too. Even if you're making the bracha yourself, but you're making it without a minyan, even according to the opinion that you need a minyan, you shouldn't do it. But it's not a bracha levatala, because it's considered derech shevach vehoda. So Rav Shechter writes, Rav Shechter quotes this, and he writes that this is a second consideration to allow someone to make the bracha on Zoom. Because he says, even according to the opinion that you need 10, and even if you want to maybe argue that Zoom is not considered 10 for this, right? He says, I believe it is. I believe it's fine because 10 is only for Pirsumi Nitzitz. It's not for Davar Shebikdusha. But even if you want to claim that it doesn't, that the 10 over Zoom does not work, Rav Schechter says, I still feel you can make the bracha based on this. It's not a bracha levatal, because you can make the bracha derech shavach vehoda. So since nowadays we cannot have a minyan, it's illegal, it's not safe to gather, as you know, to gather with a minyan. So therefore, he says you can make the bracha derech shavach vehoda, even according to this opinion that you really need 10. But if you make the bracha by yourself without a minyan, derech shavach vehoda, that's good enough. So Rav Schechter writes that that's another consideration why that would be okay. Rav Asher Weiss wrote a tshuva, and with this we'll conclude. This is number 13. We're not going to read the whole thing, but he agrees with Rav Schechter. He agrees with Rav Schechter that if it's impossible to get a minyan, so you can make the bracha through some sort of technological means. And he writes, he has an interesting point where he writes, he has a svara, and he says, I applied this in several places, that in general, one should try sheyesh lekayim es takanos chazal kipashtusa ba'ofen shetiknu chachanim. He says, ideally, a person is supposed to fulfill the requirements of chazal in the right way, you know, in the proper way, the way that chazal established. And he writes that this applies to bikur cholim over the phone, even though you might technically be able to do bikur cholim over the phone, or let's say nichum aveilim over the phone. But he writes, it's not the ideal way of doing it. You're supposed to really do it in the ideal way. He also applies this to lighting Shabbos candles with electric incandescent lights, even though technically you might be yotzei, he says. But it's not the way that Chazal established. Chazal established the mitzvah to be done with candles. That's the way we should do the mitzvah nowadays. So he has a svara that way. But he says, listen, that's only in an ideal world. Unfortunately, today we're not operating in an ideal world. And we can't, you know, we can't do the bracha. We can't do the mitzvahs or the brachos in the ideal way. So he says that certainly, he mentions also these two considerations of Rav Schechter. The first one certainly he mentions, and I don't remember if he mentions the second one or not, but the first one certainly he mentions that it's not a davar shebikdusha, and therefore he agrees also with Rav Schechter that you'd be able to make the bracha through Zoom. So nowadays I would say that someone who has to make the bracha, and again, according to Rav Schechter, maybe wait the 25 days, right? Because again, the maximum is 30, so maybe wait the 25 days, and once you hit 25, and you're still not sure when you're going if and when you're gonna have a minyan, so then make the bracha over Zoom, you know, gather a minyan over Zoom and make the bracha that way, and therefore you can be yotzei that way.